ॐ हरि ओं तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओं. ఇట్ గో మీ షార్ట్ క్లాస్. లెట్ మీ మేట్ మేక్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్. ఓకే, అగ్ యూ కమ్ బిలీవ్ కమ్ ఆఫ్ టీచింగ్ విల్ హ్యావ్ అగైన్ అవర్ క్లాస్. సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యంకరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. ఓకే. ఆలంబనతయా భాతి యోస్మత్ ప్రత్యయ శబ్దయో అంతఃకరణ సంభిన్న బోధ సత్వం పదాభిదః. అంతఃకరణ సంభిన్న బోధ సత్వం పదాభిదః. ది 44th వర్స్ ఆదిశంకర భగవత్పాద again presence discusses the literal direct saguna vachyartha of tumpada. In the 45th verse he talks about the vachyartha of tatpada again. So when he says tumpada abidaha. Abhidha means name, a word. Tvampada abhidaha means meaning of the word tvam. Is what now I can say. That saha. What is saha here? Yaha antahkarana sambhinna bodaha. The consciousness associated with the thought, mind, is what? I sense. How do you know I sense? Yaha asmat pratyaya shabdayoho bodha. Understand? Shabdayoho asmat pratyaya means I cognition, I sense. Shabdaha means the word I, first person singular pronoun used by every individual to refer to oneself. So, antahkarana sambhinna bodaha, bodaha consciousness, sambhinna associated with the mind, the thought, the vritti is I sense. Okay, that I sense is the literal direct meaning of the word tvam. Okay, and he says alambanataya abhati as an object. I said the I cognition is an object of knowledge. I said another meaning also is there here. When you say the word tvam, tvam when you say, it's just the word, isn't it? The word should have a meaning. If you say phone, phone is a word, it denotes a given object. A word should denote a given object in a given form, obtaining in a given form, serving a given purpose. Is it clear? Any word is associated with a given form. Why? A word should denote a given form which serves a given purpose. It associates with a given function. So, nama, rupam, karma. Is it clear? Now, leave the karma. Just take only the word and its meaning. A word cannot be independently without being associated with a given form. A form cannot be independently without being united by a word. Word and its meaning are inseparable. Is it clear? Imagine if there is no object at all which is denoted by a given word. What is that word? I simply say, one word I'm saying, not even a word. It's not even a word. A word is a meaningful sound. A word is a meaningful sound. In Sanskritam, one of the words used to mean a word is what? Shabdaha. Padam means a word. Shabdaha also means a word. Means you open your mouth and say something means a shabda. The shabda is a meaningful sound. A meaningful sound is a word. Why it's a meaningful sound? A meaningful sound reveals a meaning, has a meaning. An object denoted by the word is what? The meaning. Is it clear? Clear or not? Mm-hmm. Therefore, a word without its meaning cannot exist by itself. For the word to have the existence, there must be a meaning. Understand? So the meaning is alambanam, support for any word. A meaning becomes the support for any word. Because with meaning with object. Object denoted by the word is support of the word. Without the object, without denoting any word, there cannot be a word. How can the word survive? How can there be a word, okay, a meaningful sound without denoting anything? Is it possible? The meaning conveyed by the word, an object denoted by the word, is support for the word. Is it clear now? Got it now? Therefore, it becomes alambanam. The object indicated, denoted by the word is a support of the word. So, the meaning conveyed by the object denoted by the word has alambanata. Alambanata means alambanatvam. An object denoted by the word, meaning of the word, has the status of being the support of the word. Got it now? I think I made it very, very clear. Have I? Okay. Alambanatvam, alambanata. So here he says, alambanataya abhati. Or alambanataya bhati. Both ways are correct. So this word shines. Okay. Here, this shines as the object of the word. Object of the word means as a supporting object of the word, it shines. Supporting object of the word is what? Alambanataya abhati. It shines as supportive object, shines as the supportive object of the word. Better is a supportive object, so you won't get confusion. Alambanata means object denoted by the word has the status of being a support of the word. Therefore, here the object shines as the supportive object of the word denoting that object. Got it? Okay. And here, what is that? Yaha asmat pratyay shabdayoho antahkarna sambhinna bodaha. The knowledge, consciousness or awareness or knowledge associated with the mind or thought. What is that? I sense, I cognition, or the I word, the word I, first person get pronoun, is expression of the cognition, is nothing but consciousness. Is it clear now? the first person singular pronoun I is the expression of the I cognition, which is nothing but consciousness associated with the mind or the thought, specific thought. And that alone becomes what? That shines as an object, supportive object of the word Tvam, as a meaning, that is what is the meaning of the word Tvam. Is it clear now? Which is as what? The object of knowledge also. Now it was very clear for you. Clear? Let me make it very clear. When I tell you, please go and get me a cup of water. When I say, please go and get me a cup of water, would you please get me a cup of water if I ask you? Imagine I ask to sin. Okay. When I say you, what will he do? He will take the you as what? I. He'll get up, bring me a water, cup of water. So that when, for what is I, you for me, for him, what is it? I. Wow, that is what is said here. What is you for the teacher is I for the student. What is you for the Shastram? I for all of us. Now here, and now, Vachyartha of Tvam. The Vachyartha, the literal direct meaning. The Vachyartha of Tvam is meant by, is meant by the first person singular pronoun I, which is an expression of the cognition I, which is nothing but consciousness associated with the thought. Because this I sense, the cognition, which is the consciousness associated with the thought alone, is here shining as an supportive object of the word Tvam. Means what? Meaning of the word Tvam. Meaning of the word I. Is it clear? I'm sure I don't want to say anything more than this. Yeah. See, can you believe Alambana means support? And here, the meaning of the word, object denoted by the word, is said to be Alambanam. How it is Alambanam? How the object is Alambanam? An object means not subject object here. Any meaning, the object, the meaning of the word is a supportive of the word. Without this, the meaning denoted by the word, word will be meaningless. Word will collapse. Therefore, it is Alambanam. Got it now? Something different. Something nice to know, isn't it? So, Tvampadavachyartha is the meaning of the word first person singular pronoun I, which is nothing but expression of the I cognition, which is nothing but the consciousness associated with the thought. Now what he says, even though we say the antakarana sambhinna bodaha, we say, still this bodaha, meaning consciousness, associated with the thought, vritti, particular vritti, I sense, being inseparable from the entire mind, it includes what? The whole mind. I's consciousness associated with the vritti, thereby it is take, should taken as what? Consciousness associated with the mind, thereby associated with the entire body, mind, sense complex. Got it now? Next step. Now, what is the literal direct meaning of the word Tvam? That is the mean, direct meaning of the word I, isn't it? Now we've understood. What literal, what is the vachyartha? Vachyartha. Tvam shabdasya, tvam padasya vachyartha kaha. Antakkarna sambhinna bodha. Antakkarna sambhinna bodha. Consciousness associated with the vritti, specific thought, eye cognition. Okay? Not only that now. The vritti taken as the entire mind, which stands for the antakaranam, stands for not only the particular vritti and the mind, it stands for the entire anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Even though antakaranam means the internal instrument of knowledge, even though it means the mind, it stands for entire material aspects. Listen now, all material components which form part of the individual. Body, mind, sense complex. The vachyartha. Is it clear now? Vachyartha kaha sampadasya andakkana sambhinna bodha. Consciousness associated with the body, mind, sense complex. Why he makes very complicated, you may think. Not making it complicated, making us think. Start with the consciousness associated with the thought, then take it as the entire antakaranam. Then you should say what? Antakaranam stands for the entire anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Got it? Okay, consciousness minus body, mind, sense complex is what? Pure consciousness. Consciousness associated with, identified with body, mind, sense complex is what? Vachyartha of Tvam. What is Lakshyartha of Tvam? Consciousness unassociated, unidentified with. Okay? Body, mind, sense complex. In deep sleep state, you are just yourself. But you do not know you are pure consciousness. In deep sleep, there is pure consciousness. Why? There is no identity. There is no association. Are you associated with the body, mind, sense complex in sleep? No. Then what are you? You are pure consciousness. The only problem is, you are consciousness, whether you know or you not know, but in sleep you do not know you are consciousness. Do not even know you are existent. And what is the question of knowing your consciousness? You are just yourself. You are consciousness, not knowing you are, not knowing what you are. It's total ignorance. Got it now? Now, what is vachyartha of tvam? Tvam padasya, tvam pada vachyartha kaha. Use technical expression here, as said in this verse. Antahkarana sambhinna bodha. A consciousness associated with, identified with mind or specific vritti. Here it stands for what? Entire body, mind, sense complex. Now this vachyartha, without the meaning, without the meaning of this, without the object. What is object? The meaning denoted by the word is the object of the word. Without that word, there will be meaningless. Therefore, what has alambanata, support? supportive object of the word Tvam. Okay. So what he says is, what is meant by the word Aham is actually meant by the word Tvam. That is the Vachyartha, which is not pure consciousness. Pure consciousness associated with, identified with the specific vritti as I cognition, which when expressed, it becomes the first person singular pronoun word, and which is associated not only with the mind, thereby identified with the entire body, mind and complex, is the Vachyartha of the word Atvam. But now we'll go to the Ishvara. Mayopadharjagadyonihi
Sarvajnyatvadilakshanah.
Sarvajnyatvadilakshanah. See, very simple teaching. But by when you go through this, you are made to think a lot. You see that now? How we are made to think a lot. It's very simple teaching. I can say one word which is God. But how you are helped to think in this way. Mayopadharjagadyonihi. Sarvajnyatvadilakshanah. Paroksha shabala satyadi. Atmakastatpadabhidaha. Paroksha shabala satyadyatmakastatpadabhidaha. Mayopadharjagadyoni sarvajnyatvadilakshanah. Jagadyoni sarvajnyatvadilakshanah. Mayopadharjagadyoni sarvajnyatvadilakshanah. Parokshashabalasat. Satyadhyatmakastatpadabhidaha. Okay, now the pure conscious. What is Ishvara now? Here say now. What is Tatpada Vachyartha? What is Tatpada Vachyartha? What the literal direct meaning of the word Tat? He said, Maya Upadihi. Jagadyonihi. What is Maya Upadhi? Maya Upadhi is a thing, but Upadhi means manifesting medium. Manifesting medium. So here, the Maya is what? The unmanifested power of knowing. Unmanifested power of the reality is what? Maya. Unmanifested power of reality is in what form? Oh, total ignorance. Understand now? Total ignorance. With reference to the whole Ishvara, as we say what? As individually, you understand what is total ignorance by analyzing your deep sleep state experience. Is it? That total ignorance, now see from the standpoint of totality, is said to be what? Maya. Is it clear? Unmanifested power of reality. Obtaining in him of total ignorance, of the total ignorance of all, is it Maya. that Maya is the manifesting medium of Ishvara. Is it clear? Maya Upadhi. And the Maya Upadhi is what? Jagadyonihi. Material cause of the entirety of the universe. Jagataha Yonihi means cause. Jagadyoni means material cause. Cause of the universe. The Maya, the unmanifested power of reality, which is the manifesting medium and which is the material cause of the universe. Now, Sarvajnyatvadi Lakshan. Now here, it's a Maya Upadhihi Yasya Saha Maya Upadhihi. Maya, unmanifested power, is the upadhi, manifesting medium, for whom? Saha Maya Upadhihi, Ishvara. Ishvara, for whom unmanifested power is the upadhi, is Maya Upadhihi. Maya Upadhihi. And Jagadyonihi, which is the cause of the universe. Sarvajnyatvadi Lakshanaha. Who is Ishvara? Who is Ishvara? What is Tatpada Lakshana? Tatpada Vachyartha. Tatpada Vachyartha, the direct literal meaning of the word Tat is Ishvara. That Ishvara is the one who has Maya as the manifesting medium. The cause of the universe. Jagadyonihi. And who is of the nature of, who is of the Swarupam of, you can say who is of the, under the attribute of being all know, omniscient, etc. Sarvajnyatva Adi Lakshanaha. Who is of the nature of having the status of being the omniscient, etc. Is Ishvara. And Paroksha Shabalaha. Paroksha Shabalaha. Satyadi Atmakaha. Tatpada Abhidaha. What is Tatpada Abhidaha? Tatpada Abhidaha means what is meant? What is the meaning, literal, direct meaning of the word Tat? Tumpada Abhidaha we already seen. What is Tumpada Abhidaha? Pure consciousness associated with body, mind, sense complex. What is Tatpada Abhidaha? Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Ishvara, who is of the nature of having the status of being the omniscient, omnipotent, etc. Who is endowed, who has the Maya, his own power of unmanifested power, the creative power as the upadhi, manifesting medium. And who is the cause of the universe also? Jagadyonihi, who is both intelligent and material cause of the universe. That Ishvara. Satyadi Atmakaha. Satya Adi Atmakaha. Satya means existence. Who is of the nature of existence? What is your existence? The Bhagavan is the cause of the universe. Universe is what? Effect. In what form does cause obtain in every effect? In every effect, cause obtains in the form of existence. Bhagavan being the cause of the universe, Bhagavan also obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Okay. What is nature of Bhagavan? Being the existence of the universe is Bhagavan's nature. Therefore, Satyadi Lakshanaha, who is of the nature of existence. Paroksha Shabalaha. Paroksha Shabalaha means one who is there as now, looked upon as an object of knowledge. Why? Look at Ishvara as the one endowed with Upadhi, You see the Vishwa as the whole. Maya is the karanam. Jagat is what? Maya manifests the Jagat universe. Therefore, we say Paroksha Shabalaha. Paroksha Shabalaha. Paroksha Shabalaha means Ishvara is not directly known. Not directly known means what? You don't see. Not directly known. You indirectly, you know Ishvara. Indirectly knowing means what? You still see the Ishvara. Seeing Ishvara, even though Ishvara is your own Swarupa, still you are seeing it, seeing Ishvara as an object. Not that, this is how Ishvara is, you don't see. Seeing Ishvara in the form of the universe is what? Indirectly seeing. Understand? Seeing Ishvara in the form of the universe is what? Indirectly seeing. Paroksha Shabalaha, Satyadi Atmakaha, one who is of the nature of Atmaka, Sabdam Kunsa, the nature. One who is of the nature of existence. That Ishvara is what? Tatpada Vachyartaha, Tatpada Abhidaha. That Ishvara is the object, supportive object of the word Tat. That Ishvara is the meaning, literal, direct meaning of the word Tat. Book. This is what? Supportive object of the word book. Understand? Supportive object. Okay, without which the word book will collapse. Therefore, here, vachyartha, direct literal meaning of the word Tat is Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Ishvara is the one who has Maya as the unmanifested power, as the creative power, as the manifesting medium. Who is both intelligent and material cause of the universe, Jagat Yonihi, cause of the universe. Who is of the nature of, who is endowed with the, who is of the nature of having the status of being omniscient, omnipotent, etc. And who is the object of indirect knowledge? Paroksha Shabalaha. You don't know Isha directly. Indirectly means what? You infer the existence of Ishvara through the universe. Understand? Ishvara is there as the cause. Jagat Karyam is, therefore cause is, cause must be. Understand? This is Paroksha Shabalaha. And who is of the nature of existence? Why existence? Because Jagat Dhyoni means Ishvara must be what? Existence only. If I say gold is the cause of the ornament, and what form does gold obtain in a bangle? The existence of the bangle is gold. The existence of the universe is what? Ishvara. The one who is of the nature of existence. And that Ishvara, who is described as such now, is the direct literal meaning of the word Tat. Already we have understood so much. Now again he is going back to what is the direct literal meaning of the word Tvam? What is the direct literal meaning of the word Tat? He says in these two words, Vachyartaha of the word Tvam, Vachyartaha of the word Tat. Okay, are discussed in these two verses. They say Vachyartha means the reality of Jiva with attributes. Sagunaha Jivaha. Okay, and Sagunaha Ishwaraha. Ishvara also is with attributes. Jiva also is with attributes. Ishvara is the attributes of omniscient, omnipotent, etc. Jiva is the attributes of what? One who is of limited knowledge, limited power, etc. Is it clear now? Now, from the standpoint of the attributes, the forms, names and functions, there is difference. Got it? Okay, now which word have I not understood? Let me know. Here, yes, yes, yes.
Isn't Shabala, it's normally quite colorful or something.
No, 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 that is Sabala you're talking about. Now here, Paroksha Shabalaha. Paroksham, when you say, that which can indirectly knowable is paroksham. Indirectly knowable. That one who has the qualification of being the indirectly knowable. Yeah. Got it now? So Ishvara, how do you infer the existence of Ishvara through the Jagat? You don't directly see Ishvara. Ishvara is Jagat Dyonihi, cause of the universe. Okay? We don't know. We understand through Shastram. Shastram presents Ishvara. Shastram presents the reality giving the Ishvara status. There's no Ishvara otherwise. There's reality. This reality is under the power of knowing and it is which is unmanifested. And it is the creative power. The power becoming manifest alone becomes the universe. Therefore, Ishvara, when the reality is looked upon as something with the power, it gives the status of being the law, Ishvara. It gives the qualification of Ishvara. Therefore, what now? Ishvara is Jagat Yonihi. Jagataha Yonihi Ishvaraha. The cause of the universe is Ishvara. The cause of the universe means again qualification. Understand? So Jiva is the created one. Ishvara is the creator. Ishvara is the cause. Jiva is the effect. Understand now? Jiva is the effect. Jiva is created. If effect, Ishvara is the cause. Jagadyonihi. And Maya Upadihi. Maya is the Upadhi. Ishvara is the one who has Maya, creative power, as the manifesting medium. Sarvajnyatvadi Lakshanaha. Ishvara has these attributes. As what? As the omniscient, omnipotent, etc. One who is endowed with the attributes such as omniscient, omnipotent, etc. Sarvajnyatvadi Lakshanaha. And Paroksha Shabalaha, one who is understood indirectly, inferred through the universe. Right? Seeing the universe as the cause of the universe, Ishvara is in him of the universe. Don't see how Ishvara is the cause. Understand? Universe is, therefore Ishvara is. Paroksha Shabalaha. Then, therefore, in what form does Ishvara obtain here as a cause? Satyadi Atmakaha. Who is the name of existence of the universe? That Ishvara is the literal direct meaning of the word Tat. Vachyartha of the word Tat, which means Ishvara with the Maya Upadhi is what? Tatpada Vachyartha. Maya Upadhi means the Maya is unmanifested power. Same Maya manifest is what? The universe. So Ishvara with attributes. Ishvara with all these manifest worlds is Tatpada Vajyartha. Is it clear? We have gone back to Vajyartha. We have to again come back to Lakshyartha. Well, by the time you come back to Lakshyartha, class book will be over. Understand? He has to, 54 verses now, we have to come back. But then more verses finish means, now crutch. Important verses. where you really see what is the Lakshyartha. How to see Jiva, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikyam again. We understood Ishvara Swarupam, Ishvara. We understood separately Lakshyartha of that, and separately Lakshyartha of Tvam also. Now again we are seeing Vachyartha of both Tat and Tvam. Now we have to see how the Lakshyartha, understand Lakshyartha, there is identity. We'll see in the next class. It's all right. Any question you can ask me. In 5 minutes, we have to go for eating because idlis would get cold. Okay. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnas.